11 Bay Area mayors signed a letter on Thursday urging Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf to consider the impacts of the proposed coal port. The letter detailed worries about the environmental cost of using the port to ship Utah coal. Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates says that while many residents in the area are against the proposal, the only way to halt the project would be an official study showing immediate harm.
The city of Oakland gave all of the rights to the developer. It's just insane that they did that, but they did. Oakland has one way that they can definitely block this, and that is to do a study about the health and safety of their citizens. If they make a determination that it's not safe, it's not healthy, the whole thing can be derailed right there. Once they get that, they can actually get out of their contract.
If the study reveals negative impacts, Bates says that litigation could also be used if the port's developers challenge the findings. He says that even the coal's delivery route has aroused opposition.
The train is either going to come through the northern route, which would bring it around by the San Francisco Bay and go to the port of Oakland, or there's a southern route, which would bring it through the Altamont Pass, which is the east of us, but that would impact the mayor of Livermore, Pleasanton, Hayward, and San Leandro before it reaches Oakland. So either way, the mayor's on both of those routes and say, we don't want it. Please make a finding. We don't want this coal. So the mayors are already saying we don't want it.
The letter also warned that no proven method has been found to contain coal dust during shipments. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.